I'm going to call this conference committee meeting to order, and it is, the time now is 3:30 p.m. on Friday, May 10th, 2019. For us today is House Bill 39 and House Bill 40, Fiscal Year 2020 Operating Budget and Mental Health Budget. Members present, Senator Stedman, Vice Chair, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, Representative Wilson, Representative Tilton, and myself, Representative Foster, Chair. Limited powers of free conference have been granted by both the House and the Senate, and I'd like to invite David Teal, Director of the Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. There he is. Thank you, Mr. Teal. And before we begin, I'd like to explain how objections will be handled. If there's an objection, we'll make note of that item and set it aside. We'll continue to go through the other items in the department and adopt them, and then come back to any item that has an objection. Today, we will be addressing open items in HB 39 and HB 40 based on the motion sheets dated May 10th. These sheets were distributed to members earlier today for the Departments of Administration, Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Education and Early Childhood Development, Governor, Labor and Workforce Development, Military and Veterans Affairs, Revenue, Debt Service Items, and FY19 Supplementals in HB 39 and HB 40. And I don't see any questions, so we'll jump right into it. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Administration budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, the House. Item number three, the House. Item number four, the House. The House is on a roll. Item number five, we'll leave open. Item number six, the Senate. Item number seven, open. Item number eight, open, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. And there were no objections. So with that, items 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 have been adopted. And with that, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budget. Item number one, House, and change the fund code 1235, Alaska Liquefied Natural Gas Project Fund, to fund code 1004, Unrestricted General Fund. Item number two, Senate, all lines.
And we have an objection on item number two. We'll set that item aside. Senator Stedman.
Item number three is open. Item number four is open. Item number five, the House. Item number six, the House. Item number seven, the Senate.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. So there was an objection to item number two, Senate, all lines, and therefore items 1, 5, 6, and 7 have been adopted. And with the objection on item number two, Representative Tilton, would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Mr. Let me pull this up here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I would like to speak to the objection. While I appreciate the role that Serve Alaska has played for us and the good things that the volunteers do for the state of Alaska, I feel that this particular program could be administered better through a nonprofit in our community. While the model that we are using now is the model that is genuinely used, there are states that are moving towards a model where they are putting the dollars into a nonprofit to administer. And the reason I say that, Mr. Chairman, is because if you look at the amount of dollars that the Serve Alaska has been authorized and the amount of dollars that they have actually been able to administer, they are at a 60% efficiency level. And I feel like it would be better served in the private sector.
Thank you, Representative Tilton. Do we have any further Discussion, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say that I was a chair of this particular committee. I had agreed with Representative Tilton to start with. As we did more investigation, we found out that that is possible, but it's not possible this year. There's an administrative order that would need to be changed by the governor. There would also have to be someone put into place to be able to accept the grants, and then another nonprofit organization that would be willing to then basically direct the way that the grants are provided within here. It is my plan on using the interim to seeing if there's a different way to be able to do that. But if we do not adopt this today, then basically the program goes away. The federal dollars will no longer be able to be utilized. And communities do truly depend upon this. But again, I do respect what Representative Tilton's saying. It's just I didn't have enough time to be able to put all those things in place before we got here today.
Thank you, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Wilson, what kind of amounts are you talking about when you're talking about federal dollars that are there available or that are in question?
Representative Wilson.
Okay, let me move back here. So through the chair, Senator Olson, so the $1.8 million that's here, the federal receipts on number two, when we're talking about Serve Alaska, all that is federal receipts. Sure. These federal receipts are dependent upon there being a committee, which we do have the committee, but there was an executive order that was put in by the governor that actually appointed an executive to this particular Serve Alaska, who is then able to work it out with the federal government to accept those and distribute it. You have to go back through that process. You could use a nonprofit, mm-hmm. but we'd have to go through the executive office to do that and then through the federal government to get the true setup to be able to continue to work out these grants. And furthermore, these grants all don't come due at the same time. And while we're trying to put it into place, we would lose grants along the way that we may not be able to get back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Do we have any further discussion?
We still have the objection. Is the objection still upheld?
Yes.
The objection is still maintained. And with that, if the Secretary could please call the roll.
Senator Bonner and Mock.
Yes. Or did we say Senate?
We'll just have that at ease.
Brief at ease. And we'll be back at order, and if we could void the roll. And with that, if the Secretary could please call the roll.
Senator Von Amma.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
No.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes. And a vote of Senate, 3 yay, 0 nay, and House, 2 yay and 1 nay. Item number 2 within the Department of Commerce, Senate All Lines, has been adopted. So with that, that concludes Department of Commerce. And Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development's budget. Item number 1, the Senate. Item number 2, the House. Item number 3, the House. Item number 4, open. Item number 5, the House. Item number 6, the House. Item number 7, the House. Item number 8 is open. Item number 9, the House. Item number 10, open. Item number 11, the House. Item number 12, open. Item number 13, the Senate. Item number 14, open. Item number 15, open. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. And there were no objections to these items. And therefore, the motion passes. And so next, we'll move over to the Office of the Governor. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Office of the Governor's budget. Item number 1, the Senate. Item number two, open. Item number three, open.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. And there were no objections. So with that, the motion passes for the Office of the Governor on those three items. And that takes us next to the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Item number one, the Senate.
And hearing no objections, item number one within the Department of Labor has been adopted. And that takes us to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs budget. Item number one, open. Item number two, Senate, all lines. Item number three, the Senate. Item number four, the House. Item number five, Senate, all lines. Item number six, open.
Okay, and hearing no objection, the motion with regard to items one through six have been adopted with exception of course, the open items. And so that takes us next to the Department of Revenue. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Revenue's budget. Item number one, the Senate. Item number two, the Senate. Item number three, the Senate. Item number four, House, all lines. Item number five, the House.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Hearing no objection, items one through five in the Department of Revenue have been adopted. And that takes us next to debt service items. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in debt service appropriations. Item number one, open. Item number two, Senate, all lines. Item number three, Senate, all lines.
Okay, and hearing no objection, items one through three have been adopted. And next up, we have the FY19 supplementals in the HB39 and HB 40. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move page 17. We're going to have brief eddies.
Brief eddies. And conference committee back to order. And with that, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in FY19 supplementals in House Bill 39 and House Bill 40, page 15, items 1 through 9, Senate.
And I don't hear any objections. So with that, page 15, items 1 through 9, Senate has been adopted. Senator Stedman, staying with the supplementals here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move page 16, items 10 through 20, the Senate.
And no objection. So with that, page 16, items 10 through 20, Senate, have been adopted. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move page 17, items 21 through 31, the Senate.
And seeing no objections, page 17, items 21 through 31, Senate, have been adopted. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move page 18, items 32 through 35. Also items 37 and 38, the Senate. Page 18, item 36, remains open.
Okay. And I don't see any objections. So with that, with the exception of the open items, page 18, items 32 through 35, and also items 37 and 38 are Senate, and those have been adopted. And so that takes us to the next page. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move page 19, items 39 through 41, the Senate.
Okay. And there are no objections. So with that, page 19, items 39 through 41 of the supplemental Senate, those have been adopted. And with that, that concludes the supplementals page. And so that also concludes the business for today's committee hearing. And once our next meeting date and time has been determined, the meeting will be noticed on BASIS. And so with that, is there any other business or are there any questions or comments from the members? Seeing none, thank you very much. And Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Without objection, we are adjourned at 3:47 p.m. Thank you very much.